I don't know about all United Churches from all across the land, but lots of our United Churches, clapping is still a growing edge. We'll keep working at it. And take delight. Too many pieces of paper up here. Where's the one I need? There it is. So, the question today is, what delights you? Think about it for just a few minutes. We've been collecting pictures to share in our PowerPoint each week, and once again, we have some pictures supplied this week, well, these two at least, from Ian and Marilyn. I think at least one of them's from Iceland, is that right? No? Oh, from Betty, sorry, I had the wrong couple. Sorry, Betty, you sent these in, did you? Nope. We thought it was Betty and Ian. Or Betty? Yeah. So none of the four of you that were in Iceland remember that picture. Okay, that's all right. Somebody else sent it in for us. We might have misunderstood who was sending it, but actually the one on the left is might be here. That looks like Steveston, doesn't it? Yeah. But somebody's having a lot of fun with giant bubbles. And someone who traveled to, I think, Iceland, took that one on the right, one of the many beautiful landscapes. So what do you take delight in? We know that for Tanya and her family, they take great delight in all the grandchildren, but especially the newest one. Any others take delight in their grandchildren or great-grandchildren? Of course. That's kind of an easy answer, isn't it? What else do you take delight in? Yeah, me too. Eating. Those of you who know me know that my son Luke, because I talk about their travels, they have way more interesting lives than I do, right? So our kids, that is. And Luke right now is in Europe and actually has dipped down into Morocco. And about half of those pictures of all kinds of great stuff, but about half of them are food, because they're both foodies, Luke and his partner. So my mouth waters just looking at those pictures, yeah. What else do you delight in? Knowing God's presence. That's what our song was just all about. Taking delight in being with God. Yes. Things coming up in the garden. And like 2 months ago, this is how I experienced it, because I am not really a gardener. Karen does the gardening in our family, but I walked out the door one day and it felt like the garden had exploded. Do you know that experience? That's delight, right? Yeah. And of course, when the cherry blossoms and other blossoms go all up and down number one road and all over the place. Yeah. Wendell? Yeah. When God shows us the light and shows us the way, oh, powerful delight in that, yeah. Oh, hummingbirds, yes. When they hover close to us, it's like a visitation from God, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness. Congratulations. So, a visit from a niece who is pregnant with their third child. So visits from loved ones from far away is delightful, and of course the promise of another child just triples that delight, doesn't it? Yeah. What gives you delight? Music. Oh yes. Oh yes. What's that? Color. Oh, of course. Yeah, not just in the garden, right? But all the colors that surround us. In people, in art, in fabric, in trees. I'm going to show you in a minute my attempt at capturing the color around me. Well, here, let's just do it now. The next slide, you've already seen. There's Tanya's mom with, yeah, and then the other grandchild. And this was youth group last fall, I think, wasn't it? When they had a drumming circle right here, and oh, was it ever fun. That was delight, for sure. Yeah, and oh, this was on, our family did a trip up north to Houston, BC, and that area around Smithers, Bulkley Valley, and we saw a bunch of wildlife. That was the best picture we got. We also saw a bear at one point, but it was moving too fast. We couldn't get the picture of that one. But those brief encounters with wildlife are delightful. And the next one is our family up in the Bulkley Valley. Yeah, we had a great time hiking and seeing. That was the Twin Falls. That's just one of the twins. And this happened just a couple of weeks ago. Jamie, do you remember that? Yeah. I was sitting on the other side of the stadium, but at halftime we met up with Jordana and Jamie and I. We're at the Lions game. And you know what? It wasn't a great game. But we delighted in it anyway, right? Yeah, the Saskatchewan fans were happy that day, right? They were delighted. We not so much. But we delighted to be together. Yes? Yeah, yeah, I know. There's some melon heads here who were delighted. That's good. Saskatchewan Rough Riders fans are called melon heads because some of them actually wear melons. Anyway, we digress. And the next one. Now, this takes a little courage for me to show you because this is what I was doing for part of last week. I was on a retreat with my wife, Karen, and we were on a retreat that combined prayer and meditation with actually creating art. And if you know me, it's kind of a joke that I'm really not very good at crafts and art, and especially painting, and they wanted us to paint almost every day. So these are my attempts, the attempts I'm willing to show you. There were some others that no one should have to look at. We were trying to on the one on the left there, we were trying to capture the light and darkness. So this is the light coming through the tree, the chestnut tree. And the other one, when they said, oh, tomorrow we're going to do mandalas, I thought, oh, good, I can color. No problem. That kind of art I can do. I can color and mostly stay in the lines. But then I found out when I got there the next morning, they don't want us to color in mandalas that other people have created. They want us to create our own mandalas. So that's my attempt. And you might notice the symbols of what gives me delight, along with Carrie. There's some musical symbols in there that captured color. Yeah. So taking delight in our efforts to capture beauty, it's good to get out of our comfort zones. Is that the last? Maybe there's another one. Oh, yeah. There's words on the outside, too. I'll probably put it up in my office somewhere, so if you want to look at it, you can. And the next one is that it? Okay, good. So I hope that's evoked for you some of the things that you, I resisted the temptation to put up a lot of food pictures, but we could have done those too, right? So the question is, what gives you goosebumps? Do you know what goosebumps are? It's when something happens to your skin because you get excited. Now, it could be scared, or it could be excited, right? Or sometimes it feels like our hair, it's the same kind of thing, our hair is standing on end, like something is happening. Yeah. Anybody who went to the Paul Simon concert on the week last weekend might have had goosebumps, I don't know. When we have tears sometimes, tears well up within us. Tears of joy, tears of delight. When we receive good news, that might be a kind of signal for delight. Many of us struggle these days with deeper emotional reactions, like depression and prolonged crankiness. That's a clinical term. Anxiety, especially after things like 9/11 and COVID and the polarization of our society. And curating experiences, curating, looking for, creating, opening ourselves to moments of delight is a really helpful antidote to all of that. Depression and anxiety and crankiness and fear. Paying attention to the elements of awe that put us in the path of delight. We don't even have to go looking that hard for it. Just put ourselves in the right direction and it comes to us. It's important to do that for our own well-being, and that impacts the well-being of others around us and in our world. It is easy to abstract the attributes of God and our faith. But spirituality that is real is grounded in the present life that we are living. It's not just about what goes on in our heads. It's a lived, tangible, experiential practice. And one of the problems with the Christian scriptures, especially the letters of Paul and the Gospel of John, which has wonderful merits, don't get me wrong, but one of the big problems with some of those Christian scriptures is that they're laced with the Greek philosophy of the day, which imposed a separation between soul and body. It's dualism. It creates this false dichotomy between body and spirit, or the holy and the worldly, the sacred and the profane is an older way of talking about it. That dualism, along with patriarchy, led to some very unhealthy and even toxic theology that came to dominate Western Christianity. It suggests that the spirit is good, but the body is evil. And that led to anti-intellectualism, literalism, and very toxic ideas about our sexuality and our bodies, which are gifts, beautiful gifts from God. And those ideas still plague us today. Soul and body are one. When we talk about our soul, where do you point? We point to different places on our body depending on what culture we're from. As far as I know, the Hebrew people really located the soul right down in the gut. And that fits for me. It feels like that's where my soul is. But we often talk in Western Christianity about the heart. It's the place of the soul. The challenges that we have to deal with as Christians includes how suspicious we've become towards simple enjoyment and pleasure, especially if it's something our body enjoys. So it's led to this disembodiment of our spirituality, and it's gone all up in here instead of staying in our bodies. But the delights that God has given us are tastes of the greater delight, the wellspring of life that God wants for all of us. And all that is good and delightful in creation is a taste, a sampler, a preview of the actual incomprehensible goodness and delight of Yahweh, of God in us. So that's why many moments of awe that we experience, moments of wonder and delight, come with physical reactions, right? We are one entity, and there's no way for us to experience delight without having a response in our bodies. And the way we feel in our bodies will affect the way we think and feel and how we understand the sacred. The spirituality of delight is a spirituality that enjoys and appreciates and experiences the actual pleasures of the creation God has made. God's love is precious to us because God's love for us encourages us to delight in God's creation. Where we can fall into trouble sometimes is when those delights are not equally accessible to everyone. When those delights numb us to the responsibility of stewardship that God has given us so that all might know the delight of God. Or when those delights are taken to excess and transform delight into damage. And it's kind of an easy comparison, but sometimes I enjoy the food so much I stop enjoying the food. You know what I mean? Friends, let us curate moments of delight that can be shared, and then make sure you share them. Because delight is good on its own, on our own, but it's really great when it's shared with each other. Amen.